In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have a vivid memory of a time when I was a child and attended Sunday school and first heard the story of Daniel and the lion's den. The nice lady who taught our class that morning emphasized the fact that if we had faith like Daniel, lions couldn't harm us. I remember wanting to be like Daniel. I prayed that the Lord would give me such faith. But the fact that I was still afraid of the dark and had to have a nightlight on when I went to bed made me doubt that the Lord was hearing my prayers. I mean, if I didn't have faith enough to conquer my fear of the dark, how in the world would I face a den of lions? Clearly, I was no Daniel. My faith was weak. Thankfully, by the Lord's grace, I left my childish thoughts behind and learned that what that nice lady taught about Daniel in the lion's den was really not the point of the story. God doesn't share this story with us in His holy word to teach us that if we'll just be as faithful as Daniel, lions won't physically harm us. Please don't take a trip, a safari to Africa, and think that you can walk into a den of lions and come away unharmed. That's not the lesson we are to take away from this story. Wild, untamed lions are dangerous. They eat people. Ask the many Christians in the first century who were marched into the Colosseum to be fed to the lions because they refused to deny Jesus Christ. They'll tell you. No, my friends, God is using a very real and physical event to teach us important spiritual truths. And to fully understand the meaning of the story of Daniel and the lion's den, you must learn the story of the greater Daniel, Jesus Christ. For the story of Daniel and the lion's den foreshadows His story. The parables between the two stories are simply amazing and unmistakable. Daniel, because of his faithfulness to Yahweh, makes enemies of the political and religious leaders. He became distinguished above all the other leaders in the land, and their jealousy and lust for power caused them to search for grounds to persecute him. So they plot in secret to entrap him with trumped-up charges. And they succeed in convincing the king that Daniel must be executed for blasphemy and treason against the state. The king gives in even though he finds no real fault in Daniel. He fears that not giving in to these jealous leaders will end up causing a revolt in the land. Daniel is thus thrown into the lion's den to be executed. But, miracle of miracles, Daniel is not harmed by the lions and is brought forth out of the den of lions by the king. It's easy to see, isn't it? Is this not exactly what happens with our Lord? The Jewish religious leaders are jealous of him because the people are flocking to him. So they plot. They try to find a way to do away with Jesus, and they end up doing so by bringing trumped up charges of, you guessed it, blasphemy and treason against the state, against Jesus. And a reluctant governor named Pontius Pilate finally gives in, even though he himself can find no fault in Jesus. He, like King Darius, fears that a riot might break out in the land if he doesn't give in. So, Jesus is ordered to be crucified. And here's the only real difference between the stories. Jesus is actually killed. He dies on the cross. But, then the parables pick back up again, for like Daniel, Jesus is placed into a den of sorts, a tomb. And, like Daniel, he emerges from that den unharmed and victorious. No harm came upon him while he was in the tomb. His body did not see decay. The lions of hell could not harm him one bit. In fact, just the opposite is true. He descended into the lion's den of hell to proclaim his victory over sin, death, and the devil. He is, after all, the Lion of Judah, the greater Daniel, the victorious one. Thus, he emerges from the tomb unscathed. Dear friends in Christ, on this Holy Saturday, as we meditate upon our Lord's rest in the tomb, let us learn the lesson that is put before us, namely, that our Lord gives us the victory over sin, death, and the devil. He is the faithful one who conquered our foes and destroyed them. He died for us, that we might be forgiven of all our sins and live with him forever in paradise. And so it is that we have no fear of the lions of hell, for the Lion of Judah has done away with hell's power over us. Repent and turn to him in faith, and the lions of hell, Satan and his band of demons, will not, indeed cannot, harm you one iota. For like Daniel and like our Lord, the greater Daniel, the promise for you is sure and certain that you will rest in your tomb someday, only to emerge unharmed and victorious when our Lord returns in great glory. Until then, do as he says. Come and receive the sustenance you need to continue your journey through the valley of this shadow of death, the very body and blood of the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, which you receive from his table. All glory, honor, and praise be to the Lion of Judah, who keeps us safe from the lions of hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.